Good morning. We have been studying our Mishnayos today. We are up to Masechta Tamid, Perek Beis, Mishnayos, Gimel and Dalet. Says the Mishnah, after they moved off the ash from the Mizbech, Hechelu Malam BeGizirin, they started putting off new Gizre Eitzim, new wood, on the Mizbech, L'Saderish HaMaracha, to set up the fire for the Maracha. Can you use whatever wood you want on the Mizbeach? And yes, you can. All wood is okay except for vines and olive wood. And why is that? Because we are interested in Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. It's so important to build Eretz Yisrael, and Eretz Yisrael needs important payros. And so if you start chopping down the olive wood, it's not going to look well, good. Avol be'elu regilin, but the following things are actually more common in the Mizbeach. B'merubio shel te'ena v'shel agozu shel eitz shemen. It's always good to use from the fig trees and the walnuts, and from the walnut trees, and also from the eitz shemen, from a tree that gives off oils, and those are the things that burn the best, and so therefore they were commonly placed there. The way that you would set up the wood on the Mizbeach, and this was the one who was done by the Kohen who did the Trumas Adesh, and right, he went from the eastern side of the Mizbeach, and he set it up burning, starting from the east side. The ends would be in the centerpiece, the tapuach. And they had enough space there where they would use the tiny little wood chips that would be used in order to create the spark. And of course, now that we've covered that, we certainly understand the order of the Mishnayos, and we will meet again when we get to the continuation of the process of starting the process of burning the Atzei HaMaracha, which we will continue with tomorrow morning. Have a wonderful, wonderful day and a terrific Shabbos.